So welcome to another glorious afternoon here at Dhammaloka. So I'll give the usual pep talk and then we'll do something really weird and strange after that. So this meditation business that we get into. So why do we even bother in the first place? Why bother meditating, sitting around, wasting your time, as some people might say. So, but naturally, you know, meditation has many benefits for the person, both on the level of the mind and the body. And, you know, when you're looking at like real spiritual development in the long term, you really can't go past it. I mean, you know, any kind of religious system that you look at, any major religious system, they... vast majority of them have a meditative component to really deep a person's spiritual practice. You know, it's all very wholesome to keep precepts, but you've got to have the meditation there as well to really go to a, say, profound level with the practice and to eventually develop that wisdom, which will, especially within Buddhist culture, take you beyond or rebirthing and becoming in this endless cycle in samsara. So I'll just wait a minute. So one of the key principles with the meditation practice is this like retraining of attention. And it's when you look at attention, it's that aspect of the mind which recognizes its object of choice. So when we actually place our attention on anything, we're actually placing the awareness of the mind on the object of your choice. And naturally in meditation, we're quite choosy. The things that we reflect on, because, you know, you can get one pointed, you know, on a complete state of lust, but it's not necessarily going to do you any good. So, you know, within the practice, we tend to focus on those objects which are soothing and calming and lead to peace of mind. So naturally the breath, you know, our favorites are the breath and the loving kindness meditation, very, very user friendly, quite refined, because especially with the meditation practice, that's what you're aiming for in the long term, is like refinement of the mind, refinement of underlying forces and energies in the mind. And because, you know, anyone who's practiced for quite some time has got, you know, quite a significant awareness of what the mind can actually throw up. And, you know, it's like having the, so like a devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other. You know, when you see what's going on in the world today and what people are capable of on extreme ends of the scale. So, you know, we see what the mind can actually, or what can actually arise in the mind, according to both, you know, the conditions, external conditions and internal, inside the mind, you know, which will determine your personal experience. So with this meditation practice, we're looking at, you know, like soothing this whole process over, you know, calming the mind down, making it quite peaceful, you know, drawing the mind towards the center point of balance, away from extremes, away from like extremes, like passions, you might say, you know, especially anger. I mean, nobody, you know, if they're honest with themselves, you know, would really like to be an angry person, even though it has a lot of energy and it has like a degree of strength and power behind it. You know, it's quite an unpleasant state to be in, and you know, it does give rise to a degree of harm, and also even with excessive lust, if that's not tempered, if that's not sort of guarded and set a limit, whiz, you know, that can get you into trouble as well. So, you know, we're moving towards like this point of balance, you know, the middle path, point of equilibrium. And so we do that by retraining attention, keeping the mind stable, both on the mental level, the emotional level, because the more you sort of gently keep this mind stationary. I mean, usually it's, you know, it's jumping all over the place, but if you're able to keep it, you know, you train the mind to be stationary over, say, absolute minimum 5, 10, 20 minutes or so on a daily basis as the weeks go by, you know, you start to see the positive results of the practice. And so the most obvious benefits we see you see, like emotional balance, stability, peacefulness of mind, a degree of inner joy, and happiness, because, you know, the vast majority of people would rather be peaceful than to have a flurry of emotions and thoughts which are quite disturbing, and you know, disturb the any kind of underlying tranquility that you're trying to develop. So, but naturally, this practice, it's a skill. And you know, there's all sorts of little tricks and methods that you can use, you know, like in order to fine tune the meditation. And so something I actually thought of just a little bit earlier was this sort of loving kindness on the physical body. So this one's sort of slightly different. It may not necessarily appeal to you, but we'll give it a spin and see how it goes. So what we're going to try today is we're going to radiate this deep sense of love to sort of component parts of the body, and to, you know, so like internal organs of the body, and towards the skeleton, and then towards your, say, personality. We'll sort of smooth it off. At the end, it's a slightly different slant on things, but once you get this one rolling, I don't think you'll have a problem with it. So, what we're going to try out, we'll actually key this one in with the breath meditation. We'll do a sort of graduated breath meditation, but with this loving kindness on the physical body, is we'll work through. And this one's quite specific. You just don't do it in a sloppy fashion. As we move through each component part of the body, we'll start off with the nice ones, like head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, skin. And I want you to radiate a sense of like goodwill, whatever, say, good qualities you wish for each component part as we move through. So for example, you know, may my head hair could be shiny and lustrous. You know, you can use any words which appeal to you. May my teeth be, you know, be white and sparkling. It sounds quite unusual, but the principle still holds. You know, you're generating this sort of positive energy, positive vibration through, you know, to the physical body. And, you know, there may be parts of you, there could be, like, you know, maybe a little bit of joint trouble. So, you know, you just when you see that, you know, you just bomb that part with you know, very specific loving kindness, and actually watch the reaction, you know, because your mind and your body is connected, and your mind is realistically, it's far more powerful than your body will ever be, you know. So there are things that you can do just using the energy of the mind in specific format. So we'll start it off. We'll do the what I want you to do is, as we move through each mantra formulation, we'll spend about, because we've got lots of nice little bits and pieces in there, we'll just spend a couple of minutes on each and see how we go. And But what I want you to do is, you know, take to with the spend a couple of minutes on each, and then we'll time it with the breath. So with this loving kindness formulation, as we change each formula every couple of minutes, also 5 minutes maximum. I want you to time the mantra with the breath cycle. So, for example, it could be, as I say, breathe in, like may my head hear, and then you breathe out, and then there's a pause, right? It's like be healthy, and then breathe out, and you've got a pause, and then lustrous. So you choose the formula which is appealing to you, and we'll just move through. We'll go through head, hair, body, hair, nails, teeth, skin, and we'll go through the top of the body, and we'll work right through the internal organs. And if you spot any kind of troubled spot in the body, you could be a person who's got a defective kidney, and you might want to spend maybe 10-15 minutes on that, which is quite okay. And because you know yourself exactly what especially if you've had medical tests previously, you know what needs to be done or what needs to be recommended to bring that organ back to a state of health or equilibrium. And after we've moved right through, I want you actually, just take a very good look at your physical body and see if you actually see a change in how it feels, how it's actually responded to this kind of it's very sort of bombarded with this kind of like positive energy. So with the sitting instructions, as most of you know, just get yourself in a comfortable posture with your back nice and straight, head upright but comfortable. Make sure you can breathe fully into the chest, and don't have any tight clothing around the throat, the knees, and the waist. And so just start with and just time that mantra. It's got to be very comfortable breath. We'll breathe into the full chest. I want you to watch the breath between the throat and the belly button to start with, and we'll just narrow it down as we go along. And so we'll start with head hair, and radiate those positive qualities towards head hair, which are important to you for the next couple of minutes, and time that comfortably with the breath cycle. move on to teeth. Whatever good qualities you wish to radiate towards your teeth, do that for the next 5 minutes. if you can radiate what good qualities you would like for your skin. So if there's any of you who are getting a bit drowsy, just make sure that you breathe deeply and slowly. Make sure you get enough oxygen to your brain to keep you alert. create a positive vibration towards your brain. Move down to your lungs, whatever good qualities you wish for your lung structure. So what we'll do now with the breath is just narrow the focus down. If you can drop your attention down to your abdomen, focus on the sensation of breathing within the area of the abdomen. Focus on whatever good qualities you wish for your physical heart. radiate the good qualities you would like for your stomach. You find that the mind just won't quiet down whatsoever, do your mantra formula continuously without any spaces between the words, but keep it quite relaxed. drop down to your kidneys, the good qualities you would wish for both your kidneys. move across to your liver, the qualities you wish for the health of this organ. move on to the skeleton, the bone structure of the body. If you find that you still can't settle down, I want you to just stop for, say, 20 seconds or so, and then investigate that state very thoroughly. And because as you come to see the cause and effect principle with phenomena arising in the body and mind, the mind relaxes and lets go. And we'll move on to the muscles in the body, what good qualities you wish for those till the end of the session. So we're coming towards the end of the session. So just reflect back, just, you know, how the body actually feels within itself. You know, any sort of past tight spots, aches and pains, and you know, if you can actually see any effect whatsoever from that loving kindness radiation, both internally and externally, do you actually see an effect from that? And I'll ring the bell 3 times. You can open your eyes when you're ready.